I think I am going to begin emailing you every 10, 20, 30 minutes reminding you to listen to this show. You're welcome. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by momentarily. We will then be joined by our guest this hour, impressionist Barbara Heller. Barbara is from L.A., and I stumbled upon Barbara and her talents as I was cruising YouTube a couple of weeks back, and she is a very talented and funny lady. You don't see a lot of impressionists nowadays, do you? No. What do you have? Frank Caliendo, talented guy, but he essentially has been relegated to working for ESPN and just making fun of ESPN personalities, which for about 37 seconds is kind of funny, but beginning with second 38, gets tiresome and annoying and boring. You cannot, I guess, make fun of or accentuate the affectations of certain people's voices anymore, especially some of our celebrities and our politicians, because if you do, you will be thrown into sensitivity training. Hello, PC world. So you don't see a lot of professional impressionists now, and that's why it was neat to see Barbara practicing her wares on YouTube. She is a very funny lady, and so she will be by and she will go through a litany of Hollywood's most famous actresses and singers. After that, it will be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, and boy, is Christina worked up over The Walking Dead. Get ready to be zombied out beyond belief. And then, the annoying things that women say that affect and annoy men. This should be fun. We start things off this hour with Cyber Monday. We just passed it, right? Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, and all these other things that carry you through the week that separate you from your credit card and your cash if you have any left. The most annoying thing about Cyber Monday is how it is now being advertised, and that means a deluge of emails. Now, if you do any kind of shopping online, and we all do, and we do a lot of it, make sure you always uncheck the box that reads, sure, send me future promotions and alert me to coupons and sales and bother me every 6 minutes of my day. If you do not uncheck it because it comes checked automatically, you will begin receiving the deluge of emails. And I would imagine that a lot of you understand exactly what I mean. Beginning Sunday afternoon, I started getting literally dozens of emails from major department stores, major specialty stores. It's annoying and it's tiresome. I understand that. It's Cyber Monday. You don't have to be all over me every 15 minutes. Do they think this works? And you've got to be very careful whenever you do any kind of business online that you don't get all of these emails and unwanted advertisements for the rest of your life. I went into a major sporting goods store retailer in the New York area. They're all up and down the East Coast. And I had to buy my kid a pair of basketball shoes. They didn't have his size, so they let you order them and they send them to your house, free delivery. Terrific. So the guy whips out a laptop and he literally just goes online and he's placing the order. And normally I focus in on these things, but I didn't. And obviously he did not check off the send me all kinds of stuff, I want to hear from you all hours of the day email thingy. And so beginning literally about, I don't know, what, 10, 15 minutes after we got out of the store, there's the first one. And then leading up to Cyber Monday, I am getting tons of emails in the middle of the night. And a lot of people now have their notifications set and you have your phone next to you. So an email in the middle of the night is almost like a telephone call for a lot of people. And I'm getting these flash sales right now for the next 20 minutes, $15 off your purchase of $75 or more. Do they really think that people have this Pavlovian dog response? Oh, I'm going to save $15. That's it. I'm pulling off to the side of the road. I'm going to just whip through the website and see what they have. I got to buy something else. Enough. Are we that gullible as a society? And I guess the answer is yes, because that is why they do it. Attention, major retailers. Stop being a pain in the rear end to your potential customers. We don't like it. What you will like is Barbara Heller. She's a very talented impressionist, and she's next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend!
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This four-time NBA champ was known as Superman for doing the dirty work on the boards and for the black-rimmed glasses he sported on the court.
Larry Bird helps Kurt Rambis up. He was decked by two Celtics and hit the floor hard, and both benches have emptied.
So where is Kurt Rambis now? Kurt spent 10 years with the Lakers serving as assistant coach, interim head coach, and assistant GM. From 2009 to 2011, he coached the Minnesota Timberwolves before becoming a studio analyst for ESPN. Kurt's work ethic on the court earned him a mention in the song Mayor by the hip-hop group Pacific Division.
Your boy hustle hard like Rambis for the Lakers.
And that's a wrap on Kurt Rambis. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Who wanna make trouble?
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. If you live near the Gulf of Mexico, you're all too familiar with red tide. In fact, across the nation, algae blooms ruin swimming, kill fish, even poison local drinking water. Well, after a remarkable 37-year experiment, Canadian scientists have nailed down the chemical triggers that cause algae blooms. The culprit? Something many here have believed all along. Phosphorus, commonly found in household laundry detergent. There are now 146 coastal regions in the world in which fish and other life forms are dying entirely from phosphorus-related lack of oxygen. One dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is roughly the size of New Jersey. Phosphorus in detergents is already being banned in Washington state. So what can we do? Well, you and I can now easily choose phosphorus-free laundry detergents easily labeled in most grocery stores. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.